From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In a preliminary assessment of the agricultural production losses associated with Hurricane Ian, the University of Florida Institute of Food and Ag estimates a potential loss of up to $1.56 billion for Florida producers. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried says the impact on Florida's affected commodities cannot be understated, especially the heartbreaking damage to Florida's citrus, an industry already facing significant challenges. With the Department of Energy's announcement to release 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the National Corn Growers Association called on policymakers to advance ethanol as a solution to the nation's fuel supply and lower prices at the pump. NCGA tells AgriMarketing.com nationwide E15 sales would save drivers over $20 billion in annual fuel costs. Ethanol adds nearly 15 billion gallons to our fuel supply every year, lowering demand of high-cost oil while increasing available fuel. Senate Democrats urged the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the proposed merger between Kroger and Albertsons, concerned about the transaction's potential implication for consumers. In a letter to the FTC, the lawmakers said Americans need the benefits that robust competition brings, namely lower prices, higher quality, and innovation. The lawmakers say the merger comes as food prices are elevated and too many American families are struggling to put food on the table. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.